Ramadan Reflections, Day 19. Khadija bint Khuwaylid, the caregiver to Imam Ali and supporter of the Prophet, Part 1.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Ramadan Reflections, today being the 19th day of the blessed month of Ramadan for 2023. Now, Islam as a religion is not complete. And our series itself would also be incomplete if we did not recognize two of the greatest personalities to support this religion. On the one hand, as we are marking the 3 days for the martyrdom of Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, for the 19th, 20th, and 21st of Ramadan, we need to dedicate these next three sessions of Ramadan Reflections exclusively for him. On the other hand, the theme of our series this year is not like the other, women in the Quran. And so we also need to acknowledge women in the Quran. And really the first and the most beloved and the greatest of wives of the Prophet, Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija bint Khuwaylid, peace be upon her, needs to be acknowledged in this series. We also recognize that she left this world on the 10th of the month of Ramadan, in the 10th year of the mission of the Prophet, 3 years before his migration to Medina. This makes these three sessions all the more important for us brothers and sisters. You know, the lives, what they went through in life, that is, their contributions and the sacrifices of both Amirul Mu'mineen, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija bint Khuwaylid, peace be upon her. They're so intertwined with one another and with Islam that if these two personalities were not there, really only Allah knows what would have become of the religion of Islam. So now, where do I start on this 19th of the month of Ramadan? Well, let us speak about these two personalities together rather than separate from one another, because they're actually both deeply intertwined with each other, as we will hopefully learn from today's session in this blessed but yet sorrowful day of the month of Ramadan. Let's focus on Khadija bint Khuwaylid, peace be upon her first of all. Her father, as I mentioned, is Khuwaylid. He is the son of Asad. And the mother of Khadija was ironically named Fatima, the daughter of Zaida. Now, if we trace the family tree of Khadija back multiple generations, we actually see that both her, from her father's side as well as her mother's side, she's actually related to the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, going back multiple generations. They're not direct cousins, very distantly related. Now, I don't want to go too deep into Islamic history today. And there are obviously differences of opinion on her age when she married the Prophet. Some historians say she was 15 years older than the Prophet. Others say, no, it was more like a few years difference between the two of them, maybe, you know, 2-3 years maximum. Now, in any case, we do know that the age of the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, when he marries Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija, peace be upon her, that he was 25. And he marries not just a normal woman, but she was so well known, wealthy, prominent, powerful in Mecca, that she was actually given the title, the Queen of the Arabs. You know, in the pre-Islamic era, as we had looked at in our second and third session in this Ramadan Reflections, we mentioned that the pre-Islamic Arabs had very, very little sense of morals and morality. Women were often seen to go into professionals of sexual deviancy. However, Khadija, peace be upon her, remained pure and chaste, such that she was actually known as At-Tahira, the pure individual, spiritually and obviously physically pure. She didn't indulge in the sins of her society. In addition, we are told that she had a very respectable character. She was ready to help the weak, the deprived women of her society, especially the widows and orphans. And so she was also known as the leader, the Sayyida of the women of her community, of her time. Now, a question may arise, well, does the Quran speak about Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija, peace be upon her? Because again, our series is looking at women in the Quran. And so without a doubt, we have to say, yes, she is mentioned in the Quran, not by name, but by Allah speaking about a general trait. So if you look at chapter 93, verse 8, when speaking about the assistance that Khadija, peace be upon her, gave to Islam and to the Prophet of Islam, may God bless him and his family, Allah says the following. And did we not find you in want and make you self-sufficient? Now, it's true that there are various opinions and commentaries on what this verse means. What does it mean when the Quran says that the Prophet was in want and Allah made the Prophet self-sufficient? Is it materialistically? Is it spiritually? What is the issue? What is the definition? What is the meaning? But one opinion we have, brothers and sisters, is that Allah made the Prophet self-sufficient through the enormous, tremendous wealth of Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija, peace be upon her. Historians note that all of the wealth which she accumulated during her years as a trader, where she was sending caravans to the north, to Sham and that region, and to the south, to Yemen, to sell goods which she would buy from one region and sell to the other, that through this trade she made significant profits. And then eventually this was transferred to her husband, the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, to use for the advancement of the religion of Islam. Now, how does Imam Ali, peace be upon him, fit into this harmonious marital life of Prophet Muhammad and Khadija, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam wa alayha salam? Well, from the historical perspective, we know that after the marriage, the marriage of the Prophet to Khadija, peace be upon both of them, the uncle of the Prophet, Abu Talib, peace be upon him, was going through hard times. Now, this was well before the dawn of Islam, keep in mind, and the revelation of the Quran. This had not even begun yet. And we know that Abu Talib, peace be upon him, had many children. He had Talib, Aqil, Jafar, Abdullah, Umhani, a daughter, and another tradition also mentioned Jumana, another daughter, and obviously Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Historians say that, you know, Abu Talib was not able to take care of all of these children because of a financial crisis, a dry spell in that region. And so the Prophet, may Allah bless him and his family, and his cousin decided to try and help their uncle to lighten his burden by offering to take care of some of his children, of his sons. They came to Abu Talib, they proposed this idea to him, and Abu Talib, peace be upon him, agreed. And historians are unanimous. They know that Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought into the house of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija, peace be upon her. So literally Imam Ali grows up in the laps of these two great personalities. On one side, his caretaker is the Prophet. On the other side, it's Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija. Now, just as the birth of Imam Ali was inside the Kaaba, and that has a deep wisdom, why Allah decided that, we actually can say the same thing about his upbringing in the house of Nubuwwah, the house of prophethood. So how old was Imam Ali, peace be upon him, when he was taken in by Khadija and the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam wa alayhi salam? Well, we're told that when Imam Ali, peace be upon him, came into the house of the final messenger and Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija, he was around 6 years of age. Some scholars even say earlier than six. And thus he lived with the Prophet and Khadija, peace be upon them both. He learned from the Prophet and Khadija, peace be upon them both, for at least 4 years, a minimum, before the start of the revelation of the Quran. So he was there way before revelation came, way before the dawn of Islam came to the Prophet when he was 40. But in these 4 years, as I said, he was also being nurtured by his spiritual mother, Khadija, the daughter of Khuwaylid, peace be upon her. And what a great upbringing that must have been, brothers and sisters. Now, history doesn't really note the specifics of what was going on, but we can be sure that his food, his drink, was all at the hands of Lady Khadija and the Prophet of Islam. They were earning, or they were using their wealth, and they were cooking, and they were feeding Imam Ali, this young boy of 6 years old, 5 years old. So when people ask, who spent the most time around the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, we're really hard pressed to find anyone other than Imam Ali alayhi salam. He was literally fed and taken care of by his cousin, his future father-in-law, his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, this unique relationship would continue as when Imam Ali turns 10, the revelation of the Quran begins to come to the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family. And this whole event of the revelation even is witnessed by Imam Ali alayhi salam. He sees the Prophet as Jibra'il comes to him in the cave of Hira. And if you don't believe me, look at Najul Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam himself is quoted as saying the following. He says that every year I used to go in seclusion, or rather every year the Prophet used to go in seclusion to the cave of Hira. He says, where I saw him, but no one else saw him. In those days, Islam did not exist in any house except that of the Prophet of Allah. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, and Khadija, while I was the third after these two. I used to see and watched the effulgence of divine revelation and message, and I breathed the scent of prophethood. This you can find in sermon this you can find in sermon 192 of Nahjul Balagha. In any case, as we know, this very close relationship existed. I want to conclude our first of three parts on the life of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, as we remember him and his martyrdom. And as we see today, the close relationship which existed between Ummul Mu'mineen Khadija bint Khuwaylid, may God's peace and blessings be upon her, one of the greatest women to ever walk the earth, and definitely, without a doubt, the most beloved, most dedicated, most sincere, most giving of all of the wives of our beloved Prophet Muhammad. May Allah bless them and his family. We continue tomorrow where we look at the dynamics of Khadija bint Khuwaylid, peace be upon her, and her support for Islam in its formative years, along with the dedication and unwavering support of Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him. The same Imam Ali that he gave everything in his youth days to serve Islam and to support and protect the Prophet, it's the same Imam Ali, peace be upon him, that we are remembering today, brothers and sisters. Today being the 19th of the blessed month of Ramadan, we know that it was on the 19th where Imam Ali walked into Masjid al-Kufa, recognizing that this would be one of the last days, if not the last day, that he would actually be walking into the masjid. Because when we see him again, he would be actually be carried out of the masjid. This is on the morning of the 19th, that a plot that had been hatched by the Khawarij, those who had left the religion, who had become deviants and apostates, where they planned to kill the commander of the faithful. And the curse, Abdul Rahman ibn Muljim, may Allah deal with him with his justice, struck that blow on the head of the commander of the faithful as he was coming out of the position of sajda. Abdul Rahman ibn Muljim had a sword in hand laced with the most powerful of poisons that was available at that time. And as the commander of the faithful was rising from the salat, the sword was going down to crack his forehead, to crack his skull open, brothers and sisters. We remember the tragedy of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. We give our condolences to each and every one of you. We condole our 12th Imam, Imam Al-Hujjah. And we ask Allah to allow us to remember the tragedy of Amir al-Mu'mineen and to pledge our allegiance to the commander of the faithful, that we are his true Shias and followers and supporters. And we ask Allah to allow us to avenge the martyrdom of the commander of the faithful by being alongside our 12th Imam, Imam Al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his return. Until tomorrow on the 20th day of the month of Ramadan, wassalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.